Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 421, the stanzas 5 and 6. O God, our shield with face benign, look on thy servant holy thine, and keep him, Lord, thou great defender. One day passed in thy house of praise is better than a thousand days spent in the realm of earthly splendor. And what follows, Psalter 421, the stanzas 5 and 6. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Revelation of John, the first chapter, Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and, what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and gird about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, as saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. And the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest are the 7 churches. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou who art good doing, ever faithful, eternal, almighty, unchangeable, also holy and just. And then it is in the way of thy special and adorable providence that thou hast gathered us and our children together in the evening hour of this work day within the walls of thy house, wherein this afternoon that we have been united to this people. And, O Lord, then we humbly beg of thee that thou may gather with us. Thou hast promised in thy word, where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. May that be experienced in a special way, thy special blessing, thy special favor, and thy special presence. Ah, may we have come up in this evening hour as poor, unworthy beggars, with our eyes upon thee, that thou may remember us, us and our children in these serious and dark times. Then thou hast still left many good things in Israel. Or that in this evening we may still gather freely and without persecution. And Lord, thou hast not called angels to preach thy word, but thou wast called Son of Man. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee, that thou mayest be our helper ever near, and that in this evening hour, thou may grant a rich anointing of thy Holy Spirit, and that it may be for the purpose of all purposes, and that is the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. May many your prayers, may many boys and girls, many young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, have went in a secret place and fervently cried unto thee, that in this hour, that thou would grant a special token of thy divine favor. And Lord, what greater token could thou grant than if it would be heard? That boys and girls, our youth, the middle aged, and the elderly, that they would be converted by thee unto thee. And that false foundations were uncovered. But also that thy children, that they may be instructed, comforted, encouraged, corrected, but also led further in the mysteries of salvation. Lord, then in this evening hour, then we also commend unto thee the people, the congregation we have left behind, consistory and congregation, the boys and girls, the youth, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones, wilt thou provide for them? Lord, wilt thou remember this people? Remember the consistory. May we be granted to stand shoulder to shoulder around the old truths and the old ways. Satan has but a short time, and thou wast said unto thy church, they have persecuted me. They have persecuted, they will also persecute thee. To that end, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, that thou may grant a free access, thy throne of grace, that there may be that wrestling and that storming of the throne of grace, that thy name may be honored. To that end, then we need thy dear Son at thy right hand, as our prophet, and to continue to instruct, and that we may hand out what we may receive from thee. And then it shall be an easy task. Oh, then we need thy dear Son as that only high priest, atonement, and not only personally, but also officially, but also as that praying and thanking high priest at thy right hand. And then we need him as our king in that warfare here below. Lord, we humbly beg of thee, that thou may grant many Aaron's and hers among young and old, then also concerning thy word, thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. We remember the manifold needs in the midst of this people. We remember the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Then on such a special evening, then those empty places are so sorely felt. Well, thou uphold, remember all the elderly ones, those in the place of care, those bound to their home, and those that may still come up to thy house. We remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, bless the manifold means of grace in the church, in the Christian school. Humbly ask thee, may thou spare all our children, the staff, in the summer months, but bless also the labors in the family circles. Oh, wilt thou help fathers and mothers to that end. Remember all the congregations in southern Alberta of so many souls, and all traveling to that never-ending eternity. And except we are born again, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. We commend unto thee thy servants who may be present with us in this evening hour, and those that cannot be present, wilt thou bless all the labors, and the candidate stock shall also multiply in this day. Wilt thou be the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud that may go before him the time to come. You remember the students. Wilt thou be mindful of them, Lord. Remember our classes. Remember the denomination. Many cares and many fears. but keep us under that old truth and the old ways. Oh, we remember our poor country that sinks away under thy judgments, where the footsteps of King Jesus are heard. Lord, may they be used, that we and our children, by thy grace, by thy Spirit, may be given to hasten for our life's sake, and to find a place of safety under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. Thou hast said in thy word, the time has come that the judgments must begin at the house of God. O Lord, may it please thee to grant unto thy church to turn from evil and worldly ways. We humbly ask thee, beg of thee, that thou may grant what is necessary for the manifold labors. Well, to grant health, strength, courage, when we come under the juniper tree to speak a word in due season, when thou blessest the labors to keep from the awful pride, may we be found a faithful watchman that covets not the smiles of men and does not fear their frowns, but that we may be given to declare full counsel of God. Man abased to the lowest, and thou exalted to the highest. Lord, we cannot lay all things before thee at such an hour, but may we be found to be more a praying and a begging people. May we in this evening hour be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people, only one step between us and death, traveling to eternity, where there shall be a beginning, but where there shall never be an end, and then two ways. All for thy people. And then it shall be eternal deliverance and eternal praise. But if we have to die unconverted, impress those matters upon all our hearts. Oh, Lord, may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Ah, thou hast given revivals the days gone by so often, and thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. May thou do it amongst us and our children. Lord, take away everything that could be a hindrance. We have to confess that we have nothing to plead upon. Sins are great, they are manifold. But it is written in thy word, he is faithful that hath called thee, that who will also do it. Ah, do it then in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 399, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My God, I will extol Thee and ever bless Thy name. Each day will I give thanks to Thee and all Thy praise proclaim and what follows. And we announce on behalf of the consistory to the congregation, the collection this evening is for the church. There will only be one bag. There will be coffee and refreshments available in the basement after the service for all office bearers and out-of-town guests. We wish to remind the congregation that there will be an opportunity to meet Reverend Adams this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Psalter 399, the first three stanzas. beloved consistory and congregation of Pitcher Butte, brother ministers, office bearers from different congregations, not only from southern Alberta, but from many different places. A consistory and members of Corsica, our family that may be present, and friends. Then in this afternoon, we have been united to this congregation to take up the shepherd staff in your midst, and in this evening may proclaim the word of God. It was in the Lord's special providence that shortly after we have accepted your call on Good Friday, that we were in your midst to officiate at a marriage on the Lord's Day, and also were called to go to the cemetery. And then we have related to the different congregations how that the Lord has called and directed our way to the congregation of Pitcher Butte. Thus, to that end, it is not necessary to repeat the same. And on that Lord's Day, then we have spoken out of Revelation 1, the verses 17 and 18. And then we have not come so far. And to that end, with the help of the Lord in this evening hour, we wish to ask your attention by renewal for our text words. Revelations 1, the verses 17 and 18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Our text words speak of the resurrected Lord's consoling words to the apostle on the island of Patmos with four thoughts. A word of consolation needed. In the second place, a word of everlasting faithfulness. In the third place, a word of complete salvation, and in the fourth place, a word of complete authority. Beloved ears, in our text words, then we find the old Apostle Paul on the island of Patmos, banished for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. The portion of the true servants of the Lord. Christ has said unto his disciples in John 15 verse 20, they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But then at the end of chapter 16, then Christ has also added, In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And then we have spoken in short the last time that there were fears, because the king does not waste his grace. But he makes room for us comfort and for us consolation. And then the Lord maketh room for those fear nots. And I hope, young and old, that there may be many that may have spiritual fears. Oh, may we be used with all that false rest and that deadness and that lukewarmness and that the labors may be used by the work of the Holy Spirit. Because the prophet Zechariah has said in Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ah, that the Lord may use it that many boys and girls, young and older, may be pricked in the heart. And then we shall have those spiritual fears. Maybe boys and girls, maybe there have been those, and young people, and also older ones, with the acceptance of the call, that there have been souls that have been afraid. That the Lord has sent a servant to bury you. Have experienced it the last months. Too very young. So suddenly and unexpectedly taken out of the time. And ushered into eternity. Or do you think you shall remain here forever? Do you think this is your eternity congregation? No. We are traveling swiftly through the time. And then there is one thing needful for us and our children. That we are born again. That we are made a poor, unworthy, hell-worthy sinner to become a seeking and a missing people. And room in our hearts for that precious Savior. Oh, may we come in your midst with that people that have so many fears. That the heart may be declared because the Lord has a people upon the earth that there are times that they cannot declare themselves. But then a wonder that their way may be declared from the pulpit. Oh, the Apostle John, with the many fears, the many concerns for the church. Oh, on the Lord's day he was on the Spirit. And then he has received such a precious visit from above. Then he had matters to tell and matters to write. Thus, congregation, then you hear the need. Ah, may we be a praying and a begging people. May there be many ears and hers. And may it please the Lord by his Holy Spirit. The vessels that are so full of self-righteousness are of the world, that they may become empty. And those empty vessels, when the doors of God's house are closed, that the oil may begin to flow. The Apostle John was given. Oh, we have heard in this afternoon that the bride, that the watchman has found the bride, and that she had that question concerning the one whom her soul loveth. Oh, then in this evening, then we may tell you a little of him. Oh, the Apostle John has seen the glorified Christ And then he fell dead at his feet. Ah, that is the fruit of grace, humility, and that we are given to bow in the dust. And now the privilege of the Apostle John. Ah, then that hand of consolation was placed upon him. And then that precious word, fear not. Ah, there are many times that parents can tell their children not to fear while their hearts are full of fear themselves. But now for the King of the Church. Ah, when he speaks with power and with authority. And then it may enter the heart. But now the Apostle John was given to see the glorified Savior, the glorified King, walking in the midst of the seven candlesticks. And children, those seven candlesticks, it is written in this chapter, they are the seven churches. Oh, are we now part of that golden candlestick? Ah, then we learn that we are so black. Oh, when the Lord begins, then we become so jealous of that people of God, boys and girls, young and old. May the Lord grant those wonderful things. The Lord is so worthy to be served, to be honored, and to be glorified. And now the Lord has a people. Oh, when they see that golden candlestick, they learn that they are so black. But now concerning that candlestick, ah, there are also souls. Maybe a few have come up in this evening. What I read in Isaiah 42, verse 3, of that's those smoking flaxes. Oh, times that it seems that it shall all come to an end, maybe times that you had hope, although so black, but a hope to be part of that church. But then the Lord leadeth his people in those mysterious ways. And then a smoking flax, maybe the fear that soon it shall all be blown out and nothing left, and that it becomes evident. But, oh, the King of the Church, and to that end, what a consolation, because in our second thought, a word of everlasting faithfulness. And then the Lord, the exalted Christ, has said unto the apostle, fear not, I am the first and the last. The third time in this chapter, in the verses 8, in the verses 11, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Thus for the third time, is that necessary? What do you think, congregation? Is it now necessary that the Lord has to declare three times? Ah, the Lord has a people upon the earth that understand it. And why? In the first place, because of that awful unbelief. Ah, the robber of the comfort of the child of God. And the assaults and the mockery of the devil. In the second place, the impossibilities. Because the Lord, and in that way the King is exalted, that the Lord leads his people in those mysterious, those unfathomable ways. Do we not read in 1 Peter 4, verse 12, think it not strange, the fiery trial that is to try you. And what else? Oh, in the third place, that people have the desire that they may hear the voice of their beloved by renewal, and that it may be confirmed. But now I am the first and the last, and therefore, congregation, we may still come together in God's house, where the devil, he has tried for 6,000 years to destroy the church in so many ways, and he has but a short time. Oh, in the book of Revelation, the Lord has revealed what shall take place in the latter days. And then the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, oh, that he was thinking of his beloved congregation in Ephesus. But now the king says, oh, John, fear not. 'Tis not thy church, but it is my church. Not thy cause, but thy cause. Oh, what a blessing it is when God's people may be exercised therewith. Has Christ not taught his church to pray? Thy hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. But now the first and the last, and that is in the way of creation and providence. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, but he also upholds the same by his almighty hand of divine providence till this very day. Therefore the sun and the moon may still shine. And why, boys and girls, why may the world still be? Because the king, he still has a church together by word and by spirit. There are still those lying under the seal of election that must and shall be brought forth. I read in Psalm 72, verse 5, that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure. Oh, boys and girls, when you may see the sun, when you may see the moon, then you may tell the Lord that he has written in his word that he is still converting young and old. Then in the second place, then he is the first and the last in the way of grace. Ah, where the Lord has begun, and that rests upon the election of the Father, the purchase of Jesus Christ by his precious blood, and by the almighty and irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a comfort for the Zion of God. Oh, when the Lord works, and then he grants those graces of faith, hope, and love. And when the Lord comes over, oh, what a consolation for the church. Do we not read in Psalm 138, verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine hands. And in Philippians 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work and you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I am the first and the last. That concerns the promises which the Lord gives to his true people. What an example in the Bible. Oh, think of that church that has waited for Christ. We have not time to multiply it out. That is concerning the further leadings. And that is concerning the way of sanctification. Oh, young people, you have learned from Reverend Hallibrook concerning the difference between justification and sanctification. That sanctification is only in part. But at the end, when the Lord takes his child home, then it shall be perfect. I am the first and the last. But then, young and old, should it not be the question whether there is a beginning in our life? How is that, boys and girls? Young people, are there those you may have a little hope that there is a beginning? And a right beginning. Has it become different in your life? God's word begun to speak. Are there times when you come to God's house that you may glean with a Ruth? Is the Lord not worthy to be served? To be honored and to be glorified. Middle-aged ones in my midst. Has there now been a beginning? Time is quickly hastening on. Southern Alberta the Lord has taken many middle-aged out of your midst. Some unexpectedly, others on account of sickness. Elderly ones have been under the truth for so many years. Maybe you have added up all the sermons that you have heard. Is there a beginning? We must be born again. I am the first and the last. Nevertheless, the necessity for those further leadings in the life of a child of God. Because with that work, the Spirit shall teach them that sin must be paid for by us or by another. The justice of God requires a perfect satisfaction. And to that end, the Apostle John has received a further revelation. 'Tis a blessing, a privilege, so sweet, to by the grace of God come under the prophetical office, the ministry of Christ, sit at his feet. But justice must be satisfied. And to that end, then the Apostle John was also given to see of the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we read in our text, our third thought, a word of complete salvation. I am he that liveth and was dead. Thus that speaks the eternal Son of God, who liveth forever, but he was dead. And people of God, let there never be a resting. We live in a day also where we may have a hope that the Lord has begun that good work. But now those further leadings, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 14, he shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine and shew it unto you. And then the Apostle John was given to receive, which he may write to the churches. And what a consolation for the people that may experience much, but still the burden of sin upon their back. And now that revelation, I am he that liveth and was dead, speaks of Jesus Christ, who has come upon the world and who has taken all the sins of his church upon him. And to that end, judicially, has come under the Father's wrath. Oh, concerning that bride in the Song of Solomon in chapter 5. Then she has spoken of him to the daughters of Jerusalem. Ah, those daughters of Jerusalem, they also had their beloveds. But if we would ask those daughters, oh, daughters, tell me now in this evening, are your beloveds white and ruddy? And then they shall have to confess no. Because they could not satisfy. But now the bride may say, my beloved is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000. And that is what the apostle John may behold. I am he that liveth and was dead, and speaks of a suffering and of a crucified Savior. Oh, what a love! Where can such love be found? The willing servant of the Father has given himself already in the council of peace, has assumed our human nature, has suffered, has died. Oh, it was his delight to do the work of his Father, that the Father's attributes may be glorified and harmonized, but in that way that the church may be saved. And that is now our third thought. Oh, it speaks of for the blackest and the chiefest of sinners, that Christ has died, that he has paid the price, but that he was also resurrected. Because the Lord has a people upon the earth, we live in a time that there is still spoken of a Christ that has merited salvation, but then he still give a free will to man that he has to accept it. But the Lord has a people upon the earth that must receive it from heaven, so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. But now in our text words, it speaks of a finished salvation. Thus him that was dead, in the state of his humiliation, he has merited that salvation. And now in the state of his exaltation, oh, he has risen, Romans 4, verse 25. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. He sitteth at the right hand, and from thence he is gathering a church. He is preserving his church. And therefore we may still come together as a congregation. Therefore law and gospel may still be proclaimed. And all may we be given to beg fervently, may it please the Spirit to pour out the Spirit of prayer and supplication. It is the general way when the Lord has a great work to do, that he sets his people a praying. Think of the day of Pentecost. Or do you think, congregation, that it is no longer possible? The Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it may still be proclaimed that Joseph is still alive, and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And therefore, may it please the God of all grace to richly bless the labors. But now our last thought, a word of complete authority, because the church has many an enemy. For the child of God, how necessary and how precious. And the longer they are on the way, more necessary and more precious, that threefold office of the blessed mediator, because that people learn that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways. But now to sit at his feet and to receive a little instruction, people of God, how long has it been ago that you received a special visit and that the Lord has spoken? But also that priestly office, but also that kingly office. Because the church experiences what Jehoshaphat has said in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. When those three kings have come up against Israel, we have no might against these enemies, but our eyes are upon thee. And to that end the Lord has added, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Oh, he has gained the victory when he cried out on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Then the head of Satan was bruised. And nevertheless, Satan tries everything in his power to destroy the church. The Apostle John, banished on the island of Patmos, for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, the portion of the servants of the Lord. And O congregation, how shall it be in Pitcher Butte concerning that watchman? I read of Christ when he has come to Jerusalem that the people have cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then when Christ as a faithful watchman has cleansed the temple, driven out the buyers and the sellers, and in Matthew 21, verse 45, I read of those Pharisees that they perceived that he spake of them. I hope, young and old, that we may be found faithful. Pray for the same. And I hope that you become not angry. Oh, in your mind, we know how it should be. But that flesh, we must close. It's a time for everything. May we meet each other often at the throne of grace. May it please the exalted King to do a great work amongst us, that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. May the kingdom of Satan be broken down, and may God's people be led further in the steps of grace. Amen. Let us sing of Psalter 381, the stanzas 3 and 4. O Lord, enthroned in glory bright, Thou reignest in the heavenly height. The proud in vain thy favor seek, but thou wast mercy for the meek. And what follows, Psalter 381, the stanzas 3 and 4. Thank you. a few words of acknowledgement and appreciation. Then in the first place, Reverend and Holder, then I wish to thank you for the installation in this afternoon hour and for the fitting words. We have become neighbors. May it please the Lord to grant what is necessary and that our labors may be blessed. A congregation of Pitcher Butte, then I wish to heartily thank you for the hearty welcome and all the love that we have received in many different ways. Cannot mention anything. We would like to thank Deacon Bell for all the organization and preparation, and also Janitor Liefting to be willing to come with the rented truck and to pick up my goods all the way in Corsica. We wish to thank for the help for the unpacking and the liberal provision of the ladies. We wish to thank the Consistory of Corsica and the members that may be present in this evening hour for this special day. The Lord remember, uphold, and strengthen. May the labors be blessed, and may the King of the Church, at his time and his way, send a man of his choosing to fill that empty place. We wish to thank our family who have come from afar, who may be present on this day. The Lord also remember our old mother in her frail and weak condition. We wish to thank the brother ministers, the candidate, the students, the office bearers and friends who have come from many different places and many different congregations. Consistory, may the Lord grant that we may work in unity and stand shoulder to shoulder concerning that old truth and the old ways. The devil has a short time. May we receive much prayer for one another, and that the labors may be blessed. Boys and girls and youth, I hope that there may be a special bond that may be formed, as it was in the congregation of Corsica. May we be found faithful. According to God's holy word, you live in a changing world with so many temptations. But that word of God is unchangeable. Middle-aged, of fathers and mothers, 'tis written in the scriptures that a threefold cord is not easily broken. May God's word more and more have authority in the midst of the family circles. The first responsibility concerning the instruction of your dear children, that the Lord has placed upon your shoulders. As you have promised with the sacrament of holy baptism, elderly ones, those in Bethesda, those that are listening along, you have come to the evening of your life, eternity. Cannot be so far away. May also come in your midst to that end, that you may be wrought upon mightily. Also a word concerning the Christian school. Many needs, many concerns. The Lord grant help and his blessing to the school board, to the staff, all those that labor therein. May the Lord continue to spare in the summer months. And then children, then at the appointed time, then we also hope to meet in the midst of the school, around about God's holy word. May that instruction, we have many blessings, blessed. Above most of the people upon the face of the earth, whereas there are people not so many, outwardly, oh, I know there are trials and afflictions. Fathers and mothers, it cost a lot to raise a family. May the Lord provide the daily bread. But if the Lord would ask us, it's evening hour, lack ye anything, what would we have to say, boys and girls? Then we would have to answer, Lord, no. Thou grant us so much more than we deserve. But not only outwardly. We may still have the precious truth of God's word, where it may be proclaimed, a rich Savior and a poor black sinner, and the leadings of the Spirit, how they may come together. But I read in Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. O congregation of Pitcher Butte, we are not converted if we are not wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, have to give an account of our sins, have to give an account of each sermon, but also shall have to give an account of each blessing which we have received. May it please the King of the Church to remember us and our dear children with a favor that he bears unto his people, so be it. And now we give opportunity for the speakers. I do not have the program with me, but I believe Reverend Holder, on behalf of Classes Far West, Reverend Leo, on behalf of Classes Midwest, Reverend Verhoef, on behalf of Classes East, and Elder John Vanderbroek, on behalf of the congregation of Pitcher Butte, now we give opportunity to the speakers without further announcement.
Reverend Adams.
We would like, on behalf of the classes Far West, to extend unto you a very hearty welcome. When Reverend Brugge has accepted the call that he may go back to the Netherlands, then you understand that there was much labor that did fall on our shoulders who were left. And there was a cry. And I believe that it was not only by myself, but that it was also by the consistory members here in southern Alberta, when together we have felt the need, especially in this community. And we may acknowledge the Lord that He is pleased to send you here to this place, that you may help us. I would like to take this opportunity also to thank the ministers that are here, Reverend DeLeo and Reverend Verhoef, on behalf of the classes Far West, for all of the help that they have given in the meantime, for the things that we were not able to do. There are many labors that are awaiting you. We read that the Lord Jesus, that He also did many labors along with His disciples. And then He has also spoken much. And we can read that He spoke also many parables. And then it was not only the people, but it was also the disciples of the Lord themselves that often did not understand His words. And then we read that when they were alone, that He expounded all things unto His disciples. What a precious instruction, what a necessary instruction was given to the disciples concerning the things of the kingdom of God. When we think about the work that was laid on their shoulders, that was before them in the years to come, then they needed that all things would be expounded unto them. But we read that He expounded unto those things unto them when they were alone. And you have now been brought by the providence of the Lord to take care of a flock, and may say not only a flock, but several flocks. Also, when we consider your moderatorship, then there are 2,500 people approximately that have come under your care. And then there is also a danger, and that danger is that we are never alone. That danger is that we are always in the midst of the congregation, and that we are always busy. And in that way, then we will miss that expounding that the Lord Jesus has given unto His disciples. And thus we say this, not only to you, but also before your consistory and before your congregation, that there may be time also that is given unto you through all the busyness, with all the many cares that will lay on your shoulders, times that you may be given, that you may be alone with the Lord, that all things may be expounded unto you, that you may bring that to your flock. We look forward in the time that is to come to work, as you say, as neighbors amongst this people. And then Reverend Den Hoot was not able to be in our midst, and I was speaking with him, and he has also asked me to extend unto you his wish that the Lord, he may give you help from the sanctuary.
Dear Brother Adams, your new congregation tonight, born April 23, 1957, so 62 years old, candidate on the theological school in 2005. We remember your coming in 2001. The Reverend Spouse was then the chairman. And the Lord gave you the congregation of Corsica. And now it is the second one, Pixie Butte. This congregation was installed in June 3, 1999. Besides your preaching, you are also a member of certain committees, the archives, disaster fund, book and publishing committee, mission, even the clerk of the mission, which is much work, and treasurer of the curatorium. That implicates that the Lord has given you the understanding and the time and the will also to be active in these things. But dear brother, the main thing will be the explanation of the Bible. We understood that your text tonight was not a new one, as you spoke earlier at other places out of it. You did not come much further tonight with the text, so you are not yet done with it, and that is understandable. This is a special occasion. But let it be your supplication to the Lord that he will open the scriptures. If that happens, then also among these people, there is not only observation, but also by the Spirit acceptation. And that means that then you are instrumentally preparing immortal souls to come into eternity. If we think about the millions on earth who know nothing, or who have a false doctrine, well, do we have a great responsibility to find out what is the Lord here saying? What is his speaking? And if you may transfer that a little bit to your people, then we read with the Bible that your labors will not be idle in the Lord. On behalf of our classes, where he was also in Corsica of Midwest, now here in Far West, then it is our hearty wish that you may experience again the faithfulness of the Lord. And there is also a large school. He had also a school in Corsica, but here are a few more pupils, but also your labors will be appreciated, of course, and the things, as I mentioned, the five branches wherein you are active, may the Lord give you health and strength. And yeah, the home is big enough for, the Lord willing, a wife too. Thank you. Reverend Adams, also on behalf of the Classes East, we wish you the Lord's help and the Lord's continual presence and blessing in your labors. The heart of those labors, it has been emphasized this afternoon and also tonight, that we find written as well in Isaiah 51, "And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people." These words apply to Christ. But then they also apply to the servants of the Savior. And then the Lord says unto those servants, "I have put my words in thy mouth." Then it is not man who speaketh, but then you may be God's mouth. And as it was mentioned, what a struggle that can be. Lord, what are now the words that I must speak on this coming Sabbath day? What must I speak at that funeral? What must I speak to the students in catechism class and multiply it? But the Lord says, "I have put my words in thy mouth." And when that may happen, then there comes authority along with it, because it is the Lord's work and the Lord's own application of that word. But what you shall then experience is written in the text. "I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand." And that is an easy picture to follow. But why necessary? If the Lord's word may be spoken faithfully, then there is one angry and will seek to oppose it, to ridicule it, to come with mockery, to come with enmity, to come with opposition, to come with indifference. And then the prince of darkness will shoot many fiery darts at you. But the Lord says, "I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand." If we may be called of the Lord, then he shall take care of us as servants. And then notice, "that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth." The church is not in our hands. We sometimes can be so burdened with the troubles of the church that we forget that the Lord says, "I will plant the heavens and I will lay the foundations of the earth." That has a reference to eternity. As God is the creator of the heavens and earth, in the beginning, so spiritually, he lays the foundations of the earth and he plants the heavens. And what will he then say through the preaching of that word especially? "I will say unto Zion, Thou art my people." Oh, that the Lord may then give you to enter into that work of God, how that he comes to seek sinners, to renew them, to lead them, to prepare them, and at last to bring them home in all their sorrow, in all their trouble. But that the Lord says unto his Zion, "Thou art my people." And we wish you to experience that in a rich measure, day by day, week by week especially. But then, congregation, then I may also add a word unto you in connection with this text.
I still recall the time that we stood on the pulpit and had to announce that your former minister had passed away and was taken up into glory. And then the Lord gave a word to speak from Hebrews 13, to remember those that have gone before you, and that you must still continue to do. Remember that. And in that sense also honor and respect that former servant and his widow. But now you cannot in that sense remember your new minister. But God's word tells us what we must do. You have to esteem him highly for his work's sake. You have to obey him. That's what God's word says. You have to pray for him and pray much for him. And how can that now only be carried out? If you may be given love for your servant. And that in that sense, congregation, the Lord will be pleased that he will pray for you. And brethren, says the apostle then, pray for us, the whole congregation, young and old, but especially those who are not strangers of begging, skillful in lamentation, that you may be given to pray much for your minister, that he may pray for you, and that those prayers may then be prompted by that Spirit and be taken up by him who sits at the right hand of his Father, and who always intercedes for his church, then the Lord shall do wonders in your midst.
Reverend Adam, I believe most everything has been said which could be said. We wish you from our heart a hearty welcome to contribute. You have a sender, and if you did not have a sender, you would not come here. And that sender has sent you to contribute for a reason. And the reason is that he has a church to gather, as we have heard tonight. Where are they to be found? They are to be found on the open field, in their birth blood. They are found as enemies of Christ and the church. And now thou hast been given that mandate to proclaim that message, that Christ is the King of his church, and that King shall succeed by his precious and everlasting word and by his Spirit. It is only by the Spirit that a person may receive a new life, and that new life is to be made alive from our death state, and we need to learn something of that. And we may say, we wish you the Lord's blessing. We wish you the Lord's help in all your doings here. May there be much blessing upon your work. And may you also taste of something of what you may bring, that you may have here also an Elam. That is our wish for you. Congregation, the Lord in his goodness and long suffering, he has sent us a new servant. We have not been vacant very long, and now we may have a new servant. May you remember him in prayer, that there may be much prayer. And then what is the first thing we ask for? That he may be used for my conversion. Every one of us is traveling to eternity. Every one of us is a child of Adam in nature. And we know that if nothing happens in your life, my dear congregation, then you shall go lost forever, because there's only two ways. May that become your need, your begging at the throne of grace, that this servant may have come today to work, and that it may be worked in your hearts to that genuine conversion to glorify his name. We also would like to read a short letter that Reverend Fogelaar sent. Dear brothers of the consistory and congregation, it is not possible for me to attend the installation and inauguration of our beloved brother, Reverend Adams. As your pastor and teacher, I regret this, especially as I am so glad for Picture Butte and the Alberta churches that the Lord has inclined the heart of your new minister to accept your call. However, circumstances prevent me from making the journey to Alberta. It is my wish that the Lord will manifest his presence on the day of tomorrow, so this was yesterday, and humble consistory that and congregation under his goodness. May your new minister be carried on the wings of prayer, that he may be ministered out of the fullness there is in the exalted great office bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he will have food for the hungry, refreshment for the weary, instruction for the ignorant, and a word of warning and calling for the unconverted. May Christ be exalted, sinners to be converted, God's people edified under Reverend Adams' administration. The times in which we are living are very dangerous and often discouraging, but the greater Joseph is yet alive, and he will feed the needy out of his storehouses. May the Lord be in your midst tomorrow, and that he may have the honor for what he has given unto you. Be commended to the throne of grace with brotherly greetings, Reverend C. Vogelaar. He has been willing to do that. And I thought too, what are we going to sing? So we would like to sing 373, and thereof 1 and 2. O praise ye the name of Jehovah, proclaim ye his glory abroad. O praise him, ye servants appointed to stand in the house of our God. 1 and 2 of 373, standing, please.
others, we wish to thank you for the kind words. May it please the Lord to fulfill them. Shall we close with prayer? Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then at the end of this day, then it behooves us to acknowledge thy great and worthy name for what thou hast granted. And then by renewal, then we humbly beg thee that it may please thee by thy Holy Spirit, a virtue, the finished work of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bind us together as poor sinners, begging thee that thou may remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, thou hast promised in thy word that from generation to generation thou shalt work. And to that end, remember from the youngest to the oldest. Lord, then we also remember our old mother and her old age and her weak and frail condition. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul. Watch over us in the furtherance of this evening. May it please thee in this week to grant traveling mercies and impress upon all our hearts that we are travelers to that never-ending eternity. Well, to watch over us in the home, at work, on the way, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou keep from sin and temptation? May it please thee to be the after preacher. We ask that in the forgiveness of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 221, the three stanzas. A great shepherd who leadest thy people in love, amid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above, and might come and save us, thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more, and what follows. Psalter 221, the three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.